The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar will resign from office this evening. He will travel to Áras an Uachtaráin to officially hand in his resignation to President Michael D. Higgins. He will spend much of his final day as Taoiseach in Armagh at a meeting of the North-South Ministerial Council set up under the Good Friday Agreement. Then tomorrow, it's expected that his successor as Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, will be voted in as Taoiseach by the Dáil. Mr. Harris delivered his first Ardhéis speech as leader over the weekend in Galway. He promised a quarter of a million new houses over 5 years, as well as repeating pledges already in the works by a government he has been part of since his election in 2011. So how is his speech received by the wider electorate? Well, our reporter Sally Ann Barrett went to the constituency of Roscommon Galway on Sunday. Fine Gael didn't win any seat there in 2020. Two independents and one Sinn Féin are the incumbent TDs. She spoke to shoppers in Roscommon town.
I thought it was promising. Talk is very cheap, and I suppose successive governments have, you know, said they've prioritised housing, but I think they've dropped the ball for a long time. Not just this government, but successive governments, you know.
What kind of issues would you like to see prioritised under the new Taoiseach?
Health and housing, I think, but I suppose health more so, because I think everybody's just gone past the stage of being angry.
Got a great speech anyhow. Housing was big. Immigrants, Israel. Sounds impressive, but
lots of promises. Lots of promises we have yet to see. The biggest problem in rural Ireland is schools and health.
He's ambitious and he's setting the bar high for himself, but he hasn't much time to get any of his stuff done, you know. People are sort of looking for an election. Hopefully he'll get time and get some stuff done.
Have you heard anything about what he's been saying over the weekend about his priorities?
I did, and I heard that he's pledging, is it 250,000 new housing units? Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how he's able to manage that.
One of the things he did mention was that Fine Gael is the party of rural Ireland and farmers. How do you feel about that?
I'd say that's something maybe that's need to be worked on, particularly when you see the crisis that we have here in Roscommon locally with Lough Foinsina and the flooding there, and people are in fear of, you know, for losing their livelihoods, losing their homes. So definitely, I suppose, looking outside of more urban areas and looking to the needs of more rural communities like what we have here.
I know it was a lot more similar law and order. A couple of points on the agriculture section, kind of increasing the housing, but with only maybe a year left of the government, I don't know if that's realistic.
What would you think that his priorities should be?
I'm a teacher myself. You can't get a mortgage until you get your kind of permanent contract. The housing issue is a big thing. Rent is a lot of money. Even in Roscommon, it's expensive enough. They're the big issues for me anyways.
There's a lot, housing crisis, cost of living. I'd say there's me and two other of my friend group that are still here in Ireland, so it'd be nice to have something to bring the people back.
And he's going to be 37, the youngest Taoiseach ever, on Tuesday. What do you think of that? Is that something that you think is refreshing? Is it important?
Yeah, absolutely, it is refreshing. It's nice to have somebody who will have some understanding to this generation, so it is refreshing.
Some views from Roscommon Town, as told to our reporter Sally Ann Barrett.